Is only all business station welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, everybody, we've got a great show for you today. Awesome show. We've got Horatio Alger Award winner and Florida legend Ron Bergeron on. We're going to have Nikki Freed on. We're going to talk to her about her run for Florida Agriculture Commissioner. We're going to talk to our friends at Real Connects, the future of real estate. So what a packed show. Let's get rolling. Get to the paying some bills, and let's get back because Ron's holding, and we've got some great stories to tell. All right. Well, Wanda, what's going on? Okay. Well, listen. Okay. Well, Wanda's computer is frozen, so we're going to talk a little bit about, Wanda, why don't we just put Ron on and get going? Let's get Ron on and get going. Let's just get Ron on and get... All right, everybody. Hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They are all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me, my mom, and my wife. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
If you're considering a podcast, contact us to see how easy it is to get started. Podcasting gets more popular every day, and all of the tools that you need to create a great podcast are right here at Salem Media. Our special introductory package includes a month worth of podcasts, production, distribution, and management, and even a co-host if needed. You're welcome. All for $175. Don't wait. Take advantage of this great offer now. 305-644-0800. The Premier Podcast Studios, Salem Media. That's 305-644-0800. 880. TheBiz.com.
All right. Hey, maybe you need some real estate capital for your deal? Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Creative Real Estate Capital, private lending. That's what we do. Need capital up to $15 million. One person makes the decision. We can close in a week. So give us a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, I'm real excited for this one. We've got Ron Bergeron. He was raised in Davie, Florida, when it only had about 500 people there. His mom and dad owned a small grocery store. In 62, he graduated from Stranahan High, made a few hundred dollars, had it in his pocket, mowed pastures, baled hay, harvested fruit, never turned down a job, 18-hour days, and at 21, he realized the most successful folks were landowners, and we're going to let him tell the rest of the story. Welcome to the show, Horatio Alger Award winner, Alligator, Ron Bergeron. Ron, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you, Jim. I'm honored to be on your show.
Oh, it's my pleasure. So pick it up for us. 21, you noticed that the folks in real estate were successful. Then what?
Well, Florida is, in my eyes, the greatest state in America, and from seagrass to sawgrass, and tremendous opportunities for business people to invest in Florida with the great weather and the fishing capital of the world and the boating capital of the world. And we're just very blessed to be in Florida.
Well, we certainly are. And, you know, since 1965, you've been changing the face of Florida. You're one of the largest and most respected folks developing sites and roadways here in the state of Florida. I don't think we drive too far without driving on a road you've had a hand in, Ron.
Yeah, well, we're very blessed. Raised in the little town of Davie and left home with $235 and bought a little farm tractor and for two or three years did agricultural work in Davie and bought a little bulldozer and building driveways and we finished I-595 a couple of years ago, which was one of the largest jobs ever built in Florida. So we're very blessed and very humble.
Listen, I want to thank you for building 595. I was standing on top of the 110 Tower in downtown Fort Lauderdale waiting for you to finish that because it was going to increase the value of the building. You know, not only increasing the value of real estate, but also increasing the quality of life. Ron, a little bit about your public service. I know you served as the Florida Freshwater Game and Fish Commissioner. Tell me a little bit about the good parts of Florida that you've seen. A nice little story about a nice small town, maybe.
Well, you know, I was very honored to be appointed by two governors, Governor Chris and Governor Scott, to serve all Floridians and being able to preserve the natural resources of Florida and all the wildlife. And it was a great honor for me. Matter of fact, I traveled for a decade to nearly every little town as we had our meetings, and we're very blessed. We're blessed that we have a quality of life here, and that's important as we continue to go forward with economical growth and jobs. It's important that we preserve the natural resources, and especially the Everglades, which is one of the natural wonders of the whole world and the largest restoration in the history of the world. So we've got a lot going on, and in order for us to have a quality of life, we have to make sure that we protect our natural resources in Florida.
Now, Ron, what prompted you to get involved with public service? You'd really done some great things, and we'll talk about that also in the private sector, but you've made some really good moves here in the public sector. What prompted you to want to give back?
Well, you know, I think you'll find that with most rags to riches. I come from a kind of a poor family, rich with love, the most important thing. But when you watch your parents and you're 4 years old build their first house out of scrap lumber out of Port Everglades, you stay very humble through life. And, you know, one of the greatest things about success is what can you do to make a difference while you're here? And I enjoy it. We do about 12 charity events a year on our ranch in western Broward County. We have a theme park of the 1800s where we bring thousands of people, the Boys and Girls Club, handicapped children, the homeless, and we do a lot of charity events, and we really enjoy it. It's a wonderful thing to make a difference for others.
I 100% agree, and I certainly hope that your team is listening and that they'll include us next time you're going to host an event. We'd love to come out or maybe help you, you know, spread the word around here a little bit because it's always good to get good news. We're all about good news and positive energy here, and that's sort of what I wanted to turn to now, Ron. You talked about your upbringing in Broward and Davie, not a lot of money, but a lot of love. What's the thing that prompted you to be able to be such a success when you were facing incredible odds? You're sitting there, you're on the tractor, you're working 18-hour days, you're sweating, it's hot. Let's face it, it's summertime in Florida. It's not too easy. You get an idea that you want to go out there and get involved in land development. How did you take the next step? What did you find inside yourself that helped motivate and sustain you?
Well, I think that has a lot to do with discipline, determination. I think the other thing is to learn how to do something just a little bit better than your competition And then don't live above your means. When you start in business at 18 years old with a couple of hundred dollars, and you're 25 years old, 7 years later, you're a multimillionaire, but you still live in a house trailer for 16 more years. That's called discipline and determination. And when I was young, I looked around Broward County, and everyone that owned land was successful, I started buying real estate. I think I was 21 years old, and never stopped. And it's a great investment, especially in Florida. And I think that the determination of not living above your means until you can is important for all the young generations, that the American dream is still alive, and God bless America. But you have to have discipline, determination, and build a business with cash flow that can allow you to invest your profits in the real estate, is what I did. And it was a great investment, and I'm very humble about it.
Listen, what you've accomplished is incredible, and the backing and the lessons that are learned by just speaking to you about it is really terrific. We've still got a couple minutes left, Ron. So what I would like to do is I'd like to get your vision of the future of Florida. You know, it's under a lot of pressure. Florida's under a lot of pressure. You talk about all of the natural resources that make Florida great and special. So what do you see as the future for Florida? And do you still see growth as it is, or do you see a little bit of perhaps bringing things in to slow them down? What do you think is going to happen?
No, I think Florida has a tremendous future for growth. But I think the important thing is, I would say this to the political world and to our next governor, that you need to lay out the natural resources that will continue, that we have a quality of life. And outside of those defined boundaries of the natural resources, like the Everglades, one of the natural wonders of the world, that 9 million people rely on for drinking water, it becomes very important. But outside those natural areas, government should be assisting small business, and creating jobs where people can take pride in taking care of their families and have the American dream, an affordable home. So we have a great future, but I think that we have to really pay attention to our surroundings and to make sure that our natural resources are protected for many generations to come.
Sounds like you need to run for governor.
Well, I have considered that about a year, and I just announced last Thursday, you may have read it in the paper, that I'm not running, and that was a decision made by my family. It was a decision, and probably the turning point was being inducted into Horatio Alger, that will allow me and my family to be able to help others across the whole nation now. And that was very inspirational, to be inducted with all of these past inductees that have put 25,000 underprivileged children with an education. I'm so proud to be a part of that. So my philanthropic world will expand from continue locally and across the nation. And I think it's extremely important. And if you want to follow some of my charity events, you can go on AlligatorRonBergeron.com, and you can go to our philanthropic section. We have a section on saving the Everglades, too, that we update everybody every quarter on what's going on in the Everglades, which a lot of people don't know. Half of Dade County is in the Everglades, and 2/3 of Broward, and 1/3 of Palm Beach County. So We're trying to educate the public so they'll all want to be a part of saving this beautiful environment.
Do you want to spend another few minutes with us on the phone and tell us a little bit more about the Horatio Alger Award and what all that is, or do you need to go, Ron?
No, that is a life-changing experience.
Well, we've got to take a break. Can you stick with us for just a minute through the break and talk to us some more about the Horatio Alger Award? Because I really want to hear about that.
Me too.
Well, I would love to. It would be nice for the people to hear it.
All right. Well, great. Stick with us. Wanda, take us out. Let's play some rock and roll, and then we're going to have Ron talk to us about changing the world, which is our favorite topic. So stick with us. We're about to change the world, and you will too. God bless Tom Petty. I love it. Vivian and I, we saw Tom Petty in Gainesville in his Gainesville concert about 10 or 12 years ago. Stevie Nicks came out. They recorded it on TV. It was amazing. Tom Petty, Gainesville Loves You.
Is that a live song?
Pardon?
What was the song that they did together?
Oh, I don't remember.
Can't remember.
I don't remember. Right. I don't remember. But it was awesome. She came out live when I saw him when I was in college, too. Stevie Nicks and Tom Petty. God bless Tom Petty. God rest his soul. Hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. That's right, in Gainesville. Tom Petty was going to go get his Audi up there from their Gainesville store. And in Key West, they've got all kinds of great name brands. What do they have in common? Well, they're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. My mom wears them out. Those personal assistants. You know, join me, my mom, and my wife. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be, too. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry.
Every year, tens of thousands of children in Florida are abused or neglected. Many will be victims of sexual abuse, usually by someone they know and trust. Sometimes adults can miss the signs, and children don't always know how to ask for help. If you suspect a child is being abused, report it today. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Hey, everybody. Do you need real estate capital? Got to close your deal right now? Only have a week left? Give me a call at 305-773-6300 because I'm with Spectrum, and Spectrum's one of South Florida's oldest private lenders. We've been doing it for 25 years. We're the private equity shop of choice by real estate investors all across South Florida. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Need a special piece of capital to finish your commercial deal or residential deal? Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Realtors, have a foreigner that needs a loan, can't close your deal? Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
I drive for a living. I need my traffic reports.
Their traffic reports always get me to work on time.
Traffic, weekdays on 880 The Biz, where money talks.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, I want to give a shout-out to all our listeners, especially Josh and Tom, who I know are listening because I see them on Facebook. But this is a radio show, so we'll continue. After, in our second half hour, we're going to have Nikki Freed on. She's going to, or getting prepared to run for Florida Ag Commission. So we're going to talk to her about what she sees in the environment. But we've got a legend on the phone with us now. We've got Alligator Ron Bergeron. Alligator Ron is a winner of the Horatio Alger Award in 2018. Ron, what does that mean, and how's that empower you to do even more?
Well, Horatio Alger was the great writer that wrote about the rags to riches, most philanthropic people in America. Mm-hmm. And actually, Horatio Alger started in 1947. I was 3 years old. And it was, I can't tell you how humble and honored that I would be selected for that. And it's amazing what all of these great Americans have done, including four presidents of the United States that's in Horatio Alger. But it's amazing that since 1984, they've raised close to $150 million and have sent underprivileged children that would have never got an education, 25,000 to college. And it's been a great honor for me, and I'm really humble. And I think the thing that's most important to me, that my story inspire these young people, all these scholars that were there at this event, and realize that the American dream is still alive. And it actually changed my life to be a part of that. And I'm very, very humble about it. And I hope I can do more good things to make the world better. I've been very blessed. And my family and my life partner, Allie Waldman, is excited about being able to do great things for our community and across the nation.
I think it's amazing. In fact, it's a small world. Last Thursday, I was meeting with a client of mine, and I turned to him and I said, you know, you're a Horatio Alger story. And he goes, who is that? And what is that? And I said, well, I think that's a guy who wrote a bunch of books about a bunch of people that were successful, rags to riches. He goes, well, let's look that up. And we Googled it, and that's what it was. And so then, interestingly enough, you're on the show this week, so my friend is listening. I want to say high five to my friend. I'll just call him AC. And I know he's listening because he, too, is a Horatio Alger story. I'm so inspired by people that are rags to riches stories. Did you meet any of the kids that were there that day, Ron?
Yeah, actually, it's a three-day event. And at the breakfast, you're actually, the scholars are sitting with us at one breakfast. And then there's another breakfast the following day where we're speaking to all of the scholars that are there, all these children that has had very, very difficult lives. We're able to answer their questions and guide them to realize the American dream is still alive. And what are the disciplines, the determination, and the sacrifice to succeed?
Uh-huh.
I personally never looked at it as a sacrifice, even though I lived in a house trailer 16 years beyond when I could have bought anything I wanted. I was fine with that.
Listen, I think that one of the most important things is giving good lessons to young people. I mentor many, many young people, and my wife and I have given a scholarship up at the University of Florida for underprivileged students, and I've met them. It's some of the most motivating things that you'll ever do. If you have the chance to help somebody achieve their goals, find their goals, understand who they are, I don't think that there's a more important role that you can have in life. Obviously, you want to do that for your kids and your family first, but if you can do it for somebody else that doesn't even expect it, well, that's just straight from the heart, and it's one of the most beautiful things. It's what, to me, it's all about being alive. Ron, how about you?
Well, that's what's great about America.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
yes.
We live in the greatest country in the world.
100%.
And you know, there's so many people that do give back, that have become successful and making a difference. And that's what makes it so great. We should all be very proud. And, you know, it's all about we. There is a song out there called All About Me, but truthfully, it's all about we. And we can make a difference throughout America and in our communities. And we definitely can help others. I think it's a great feeling, personally. I I really love making a difference.
Oh, me too. One of the young people that I mentored, I think I talked about it on the show a couple of weeks ago, recently I helped him get a job so he could stay. He was from overseas. I helped him get a job so he could get a green card. And then he became a citizen just last week. It was one of my most proudest moments. He texted me. The smile on his face was so beautiful. It really, really does make me feel alive to be able to help people live their lives. I mean, after all, what are we here for? Just to live in an ivory tower on our own? Honk people, have them get out of our way on I-95? No, I don't think so. I think what we're here for is to provide leadership.
Yeah, that's true. And if you... any of the listeners want to come to the events, they can go on my website to alligatorronbergeron.com and go to our philanthropic section. But our events out here, we host the largest attended charity in all of Florida. We've been doing it for 23 years. It's called the Ranch Rome. And we take care of 13,000 children in the Broward County Boys and Girls Club. And I look out into the audience every year, And I say to everybody, it's all about we, and we can make a difference. So I would invite anyone to come. Our events are scheduled, and we all can make a difference.
That's awesome.
100%, Ron.
That's awesome, Ron.
Yeah, you know, we talk about on our show that it's all about you, that it's all about the person on the other side of the radio. And, Ron, you really are one of the great things here in South Florida. If there's ever a chance where we can come out and maybe do something live and maybe bring some of the kids on and give them an experience, maybe your team can help coordinate that with us.
Sure, absolutely. And we have the Bergeron Rodeo Grounds, and it's been there 81 years.
Ride that pony!
I want to go to the rodeo.
I can actually enter you in the bull riding, Jim, if you're...
Yes!
Oh, yeah. Wait, that's Wanda saying yes.
I'm a Taurus.
Yes.
Put me on!
Yeah, yeah. I'm a bull rider, but I ride them virtually. You got like a virtual bull riding thing there, Ron? Maybe you need a clown. I'd probably be a good clown. What do you think about that, Wanda? Would I be a good clown? Yeah, Wanda's on the phone. Yeah, I am a clown. I know that. Ron, I want to thank you so much for being here. We've only got a couple of minutes left. Can you give me the bottom line, what you want people to take away from this? Because I think it's about paying it forward, that the American dream is still alive, and that hard work gets you where you need to go.
Yeah. Well, always be humble. Always be thankful. Like my mother would say, thank God for what you got. Don't worry about what you ain't got, because you ain't got it anyway. And the American dream is still alive, and God bless America, and God bless all of Floridians.
Ron, can I just say that you're more of an inspiration to me as a Horatio Alger recipient than you ever could be as a governor?
Well, I'm going to be still intricately involved, and I'm going to be supporting the people that will take care of Florida and all of Floridians. You can bet on that, okay?
Well,
Thank you. We
really appreciate that, Ron. And coincidentally, we've got somebody that you might want to listen to in the next half hour. She's running for Ag Commissioner. Nikki Fried will be up next. We want to thank you so much, Ron, for being on the show. But more than that, I want to thank you for all the people you help that you're never going to meet, the hands you're never going to shake, the hugs and kisses they're never going to give you. We want to give them to you right now. Alligator Ron Bergeron, Horatio Alger 2018, and great Floridian. Ron, thank you for helping make Florida great. And I want to thank my friends for watching on Facebook and listening to you too, Ron. I want to thank you so much for making Florida a super place to live. Keep on at it. We're part of the team. Hope your folks, we're going to reach out to them, and we're going to do some more stuff with you, Ron. We promise.
Well, I look forward to that, and happy trails to everybody.
Happy trails, Ron! All right. Well, Wanda, we'll be right back. We've got Nikki Fried holding. Nikki is going to talk to us about the vision she has for Florida. You just heard Ron's. Seems to me like he and Nikki are seeing things pretty similarly. So, Wanda, take us away. We're going to talk about making Florida great. We're going to keep on doing it. So, after this, we'll talk about more things that are going to impact your life and make them better.
She moving like a gypsy. Got me tipsy. I should take a step back, fall back. This girl got me feeling risky. She ready for the take. And I got the
oh, yeah, I saw this, Wanda. This is Enrique.
Enrique and Pitbull.
Our man.
And if you look, you fall in love. She got that ass. She make it clear.
Yeah, you can't play that part, Wanda.
Now you're hooked.
I heard it. I knew that was coming. Move to Miami. And when you move to Miami, you want to get your car from Warren Henry. That's right. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage you can. How you like that transition, Wanda? I'm the man on that stuff.
Beautiful.
It is. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They've got Audis up in Gainesville and all kinds of great cars down in Key West. And what do they have in common? Well, they're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant. You can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me, my mom, and my wife. We're all members of the Warren Henry family, and you should be too. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. You fall in love. She got that it. She make it clear. She leave you shook. And now you hook. The way she dance. She gonna make you move to Miami.
If I suspect it's
move to Miami.
I commit.
I'll do something.
I'll report it.
Even if I don't have all the details.
Even if I'm not sure.
I'll take a step to protect a child.
For me, it's just a call.
Just a call.
Just a call.
For a child,
it's everything.
I commit my eyes,
my voice,
to protect our children.
Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
That's right. I've even got them listening to me and watching me in Texas. I see it right there on the Facebook Live. We got Texas watching. Hey, everybody, if you need cash, you need a special situation mortgage, you need equity, give me a call. Jim Fried at 305-773-6300. I hang my shingle with Spectrum, and Spectrum is one of South Florida's oldest private lenders. If you need up to $15 million, Dade, Broward, Monroe, that's right, even in the Keys, Naples, Fort Myers, Orlando, Tampa, we got a plane. We'll go there. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Just financed a $15 million townhouse deal, and it's an all-equity deal. That's right. We don't have to go to the bank. So if you need to close fast, give us a call. One person makes the decision. We'll commit that day. We can close in a week. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
880 The Biz, where money talks. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
All right, and we're on with somebody I know pretty well, Nikki Fried. Nikki, welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Hey, it's my pleasure. You know, we just had Alligator Ron Bergeron talking about paying it forward and how great the state of Florida was and how much he loves the state of Florida and how much he wants to do for the state of Florida and how much he wants to support people that have like-minded approaches to the state of Florida. So what's your vision for the state of Florida, and why does anybody care, Nikki?
Well, first of all, I heard a lot of Ron's show segment, so that was fantastic. He is definitely a true Floridian and look forward to having some more time with him in the future. You know, I really think that Florida is such the hub of innovation. You know, we are our growing society is so multicultural and diverse, and we need to make sure that we are allowing those different voices and those different visions to come into it. Because the more diverse ideas are out there, you're going to get more innovation, more job growth, more productivity amongst our workers. And I think that we need to do a better job making sure that we are protecting those who have those types of visions and are thinking outside the box.
So what do you propose? What are some of the outside-the-box visions that you and your team have that would make Florida better in the coming years?
I mean, we've got a lot of things to work on. I think that first and foremost, we have a beautiful state that is diverse on not just the people, but the culture of our waters and our lands and our agriculture. And we need to do a better job promoting some of those aspects that bring people to our state and stay here. I think that we have to work harder on our K-12 system to make sure that we're educating our children and making sure that they're productive members of our society. Our higher education system, again, we have some of the best universities in the country. And we need to make sure that we are investing into them because those individuals are the ones who are going to stay back in the state and give back, making sure that they are invested in the state of Florida and are growing their companies. And when they come into the state and when you are bringing new companies into the state, to make sure that they have the same vision, that they're going to have equal pay for women, that they're going to have a lifestyle that their workers are going to be able to have a life, but also be wanting to work and be productive members of their communities.
So, you know, I've lived here quite a long time. When I lived here, when I was a young man, you know, Homestead was the breadbasket of America. Today, Homestead is a bunch of apartments and townhomes. Same thing with West Palm Beach and Western Broward. So we're losing a lot of our agricultural lands. What are we doing as a state to, you know, deal with the impact of the changing economy, the agricultural industry?
You know, there's a lot of things. You know, unfortunately, NAFTA has really hurt a lot of our farmers across the state. We're losing a lot of our products. NAFTA, you know, the things that happen in D.C. affect us here at the local level.
Oh, NAFTA. I thought you said NASA. NAFTA. I'm thinking, what are they doing from outer space?
What's NASA doing?
No, NAFTA. Okay, the North American Free Trade Agreement has hurt Florida agriculture, is what you're trying to say. So, on the federal level, they're renegotiating that.
We can talk about NASA, too. I mean, some of our space programs, some of the things that Elon Musk is doing on our space coast, it's phenomenal. The fact that it's happening here in Florida is a whole new wave of technology and innovation, which brings more money here to the state of Florida.
Yeah, it does.
But as far as agriculture is concerned, you know, I think that I've spoken to a lot of members of our agriculture community, and there is a recognition that things are changing, but we need to continue. I mean, agriculture is the number two financial support in our state of Florida. It is, you know, we started off as, you know, a piece of land, and we've had our farmers and our agriculture community be the bread and butter of our state. And we need to continue to support them and to make sure that they have the resources. But other things that we are starting to see, too, is a change and an innovation that we need to be promoting some of our farmers and those in the agriculture community to come up with new and innovative techniques for growing products, whether it's maybe new ideas of how to grow different things in Florida that maybe have never been grown before, including, you know, I'm very involved in medical marijuana and cannabis and hemp. That is also a new vision for things that we can be doing on our very fertile land here in the state of Florida.
Well, look, I remember when it was all orange groves, and then the big freezes came in the early 80s and blew all that up, and it all became developed land in central Florida. And now I've been watching on PBS how the wine industry is having problems in places like France and California. We have a wine industry here. So I got to believe that the agriculture community's got to be getting ready and geared up for, we'll just call it this, the cyclical change in weather. Whether it's man-made or not doesn't matter. It's obvious things are evolving and changing.
Well, yeah, and I think that is true. And I think that with any type of changes in society and changing an economy and the growth of technology and changing, I think everybody needs to grow with the times. And so if, in fact, you know, we've had a huge attack on our citrus plants and our citrus groves across the state from the canker that from years ago. Mm-hmm. And I think that a lot of our citrus industry is starting to look at new ways to utilize their land. And I've spoken to a lot of them about transferring their groves over to whether it's to grow cannabis or hemp. And I think that there is definitely a push across the country to be coming with new innovative ways. And it's also a national security issue that we need to make sure that we are growing enough products and produce here in our country, that we are not relying on other countries for food and nutrition, and to make sure that our children, we have an obesity problem here in our state and across the country. And if we're not teaching our children at a very young age that it's better to take an apple or an orange than it is to have French fries, and even though French fries may taste better to some children, that in the long run, promoting wellness and fitness and nutrition with our children starts at a very young age, and we need to do a better job teaching our children the importance of that for longevity and make them understand and the importance of land in moving forward.
Now, it's hurricane season. Let's just call it what it is. Tomorrow starts hurricane season. Florida's, you know, already gotten hit by a tropical storm. We got flooded twice in the last 2 weeks in our apartment. So what about hurricane preparedness? It seems like last time the entire state was mobilized and everybody freaked out. We have to have a better plan.
We do. We have to have a better plan. And it's a combination of making sure that we are prepared enough that when the storms come, I mean, I lived through Andrew. I was down in the middle. I actually watched the eye of the storm go over my house. And that is a memory that I would not want anybody else to go through. And so there's a balance between making sure that we are prepared, that we are having the right, you know, having our shelters in place, the evacuation zones, making sure that your insurance is up to date, making sure that your insurance policy covers flood insurance and hurricane disasters, that everybody's got the hurricane shutters, and that you have a plan, that if you happen to be in an evacuation zone, that you know where you're going, and that if you're having to stay in your house, that you've got supplies and water and food and medicine to last you a couple of weeks. You can't be relying on government to immediately be able to come in and turn on your water and turn on your electricity. You have to be able to be self-sufficient so that when emergency crews come through, they're not doing life-saving. They're doing ways to get things up and going, and that it's not emergencies at the last moment. But I think that Floridians, got, I don't want to say the word lazy, but we had a decades of not having been hit. Or if we got hit, it wasn't severe like Andrew. And so it was important that everybody stays vigilant, continues to watch the weather, and make sure that they've got a plan for their family and their loved ones and their pets. Most importantly, their pets, because they can't take care of themselves. And you need to make sure that you're finding shelter in locations and evacuation zones where you can actually bring your dogs and your cats and any other animals that are allowed, so that you have a plan for them. Because it is inhumane to think about leaving your animals behind when you have to evacuate.
We only have a couple of minutes left, and there's two important groups of people that I wanted to get your opinion on and what your focus would be. Kids and veterans. Please tell me about kids and veterans and your thoughts about kids and veterans in our state.
They're both essential. I mean, it's both sides of the spectrum. Our children are our future. I've spent the last 15, 20 years working on different aspects of foster care, representing school boards, making sure that our children are educated, but they're our future, and that we need to do a better job taking care of. And I've been very involved in the foster care system. There's, you know, an opportunity for Floridians to give back on an everyday basis to children who don't have the same type of support system that I had growing up, and our veterans. And God bless them, that they have put their lives and their family on the line to go and defend our freedom. And we need to do a better job when they come back, giving them the resources to get reengaged in society, making sure that if there's medical support that's needed, that they're there. And again, with my involvement in medical marijuana, the issue with PTSD and vets and our first responders is what gets me up every day, to make sure that they've got other tools and other resources so that they are not having to resort to different types of, whether it's alcohol or hardcore drugs or potentially life-altering experiences, that they've got resources available to them to make sure that they get the help and the need to move forward and to get their lives back once they come back and are done serving our country.
Nikki, I really want to thank you for coming on the show and laying out some of your points. I'm looking forward to seeing you soon. You got your niece and nephew and your cousins. Your cousins are coming in this weekend, so maybe we can get you down here to see them. But as always, thank you so much for bringing out the best in everything, the state of Florida and in America. I want to thank you so much, Nikki Fried, for being on the show. Thank you so much, Nikki. We'll talk to you again soon.
Sounds good. Have a great night, everyone.
Take care, Nikki. Well, we'll be back after this. We're going to talk about the future of real estate with Roy Abrams. We're going to talk about what's Real Connects, and I have an example. One of my clients is checking it out right now. About a thing. You know, I forgot one thing on that Nikki Fried interview. I forgot to tell her how much I'm so proud of her.
Yeah.
I am so proud of her.
We love our Frieds.
I am so proud of her. She's going to kick some major booty there. She's going to kick some major booty. Hey, if you're ready to kick some major booty, maybe you need a car first. If you need a car, give them a call at Warren Henry, because when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. They're going to kick booty for you. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they're all exceptional cars. They've got Audi up in Gainesville and down in Key West. They've got all kinds of great nameplates down there. Well, they're all great cars. They're all exceptional cars. They all come with a Warren Henry advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service. You also get a personal assistant you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. I'm sure my mom's on the phone with that person all the time. So join my mom, me, and my wife. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. I think you should be too. Always the best price, always the best service. Always Warren Henry.
Three little birds. It's by my doorstep. One in four Americans between 12 and 55 tune into an average of 3 podcasts per week. There's never been a better time to start your own podcast and tap into this growing market. Podcasting amplifies your personality and your business.
Magic can happen when people hear your voice. Your listeners will feel closer to you and potentially develop greater trust. Podcasting is easier for consumers to consume. People can listen while they work, exercise, and while they drive. Make your business come alive. Top quality recordings and everything you need to get your show on the web. Check out all our packages and options online at 880thebiz.com.
You know, Wanda, I love that stuff. And you know, all the things that you say about podcasting, I found that to be true with my radio show. It's the same thing almost. Podcasting just, you know, in fact, we make these into podcasts. We put them together. We put them on the web.
It's really easy. And it's really a great way for people to connect with other people on a different level. If you have customers, clients, or whatever, they get a different side of you possibly.
And I use it to build relationships, you know?
Exactly.
All right. Now, if you're looking to, well, I did that one already. Hey, anybody needs some real estate capital, give me a call at 305-773-6300. We're one of South Florida's oldest private lenders. We can lend up to $15 million. One person makes the decision. We'll commit that day on the phone, and we'll send you the written commitment right then, and we'll close within a week. Sounds too good to be true? Well, it's true. We did about $100 million worth of this stuff last year. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, I'm very pleased to have our newest sponsor on the show, Roy Abrams and Real Connects. Roy, welcome to the show, and thanks for being a sponsor.
Jim, it's an absolute pleasure. Thank you for having me.
It's my pleasure. Now, Roy, you don't even know this yet, but your team and I are already talking to my first client that's thinking about going on your platform. It's a person that I used to raise equity for. She called me up. She said, Jim, do you have any high net worth investors that want to invest in this real estate deal? I said, well, that's a great deal, but I only have two or three that'll invest. She says, well, I may need more. I said, well, I have the solution. What can you do for her, Roy?
Well, Jim, it's interesting that you should ask that. So let me give you the background. A couple of years ago, we kicked off a site called Real Connects. I'm a real estate developer, and I'm always in the market for capital. I need capital to fund my deals. I have three fantastic deals and business buildings down in Florida. So I started a site called Real Connects, which aims to connect real estate professionals with capital investment services in each other. It's taken us about 3.5 years now. We've spent $15 million building the site, and we're now about to launch our fourth and final version of the site, which does what it says on the tin. Connects real estate investors, developers to capital investment services and each other. It's hypercharged networking for professional real estate connecting to what you need. So we've built the site. We have thousands of investors on board. We'll probably connect about $1 billion in equity to deals in 2018.
I'm very excited.
That's the site we got.
I'm very excited because it's a real opportunity for me. This is a transaction that I would have just let slip through my hands. Now I can help my friend and I get paid. It's amazing. It's terrific. I love it.
It is. You have your client that you've introduced to the site will be affiliated with you. They have 5 ways of connecting to capital on Real Connects. Number one, he can post his deal as confidential as it needs. Thank you for that, Jim.
No problem. You Brits still don't have it right, do you?
And I still haven't had a scotch yet, and I still can't get my words out.
Hey now.
He's 5 methods of connecting to capital. He can confidentially post his deal, and we will connect him directly to investors who invest exactly in those types of deals with sponsors of that type. That's method one. Method two, he can self-syndicate his deal directly from our platform. We'll provide him all the tools that he needs to syndicate his deal, Reg D 506 BLC. In other words, that's a fully SEC-compliant way to syndicate and connect to investors, of which we will provide. We will provide the investors.
Oh, hold on one second, Roy. One second, Roy. I forgot to tell you. I forgot. I got two people getting ready to sign up. Continue. And one of them's a woman, so you can interchange he and she. I got a woman as one of my clients for you.
Well, they'll both find value. Our third method of connecting to capital is, depending on the sponsor, Depending on the deal, we will introduce them, we'll connect, they can join our Club Privé, which is we will connect them directly to high net worth and family offices who invest in those types of deals. Real Connects will fill the room. Real Connects will get the investors. We'll invite the sponsor to pitch either live or virtually, and we'll connect them to that network of what we call a family office club virtually.
That's amazing.
That's the third method.
Most people think that they will never get direct to the family offices, but you can help them, can't you?
We can help them. We have a database right now, an active database of over 2,500 investors of what we call Club Privé investors, which means a profiled family office, a profiled high net worth or profiled fund, whom have said and have indicated precisely the asset class they invest in with the type of sponsor they invest with and at any particular stage. So we bring that group together for the sponsor.
I got you off track. You got to go back to your value propositions.
Yes. So I've indicated three methods of raising capital. The fourth one, Jim, is we have something called concierge service. If a member comes to our site, just says, hey, Roy, I don't care for this technology stuff. Just connect me to the capital. Connect me to someone who can help us raise our fund or raise the capital. We will then connect them to the right, what we call concierge partner, which is a Real Connect member with speciality in the asset class, in the type and the capital range that you're looking for. Our view is if you can't find the capital on Real Connect, you probably can't find the capital. So I'll be delighted to be looking, working with your two introductions and navigate them to their capital outcome.
I can't wait, Roy. We've only got about a minute left because, you know, Andre didn't coordinate with me good and I got you jammed in here in the last segment. So we're going to have to get you on again real soon. When are you coming back? Are you in Miami now?
I'll be in Miami on Monday. Jim, look forward to seeing you.
I do too. I can't wait to see you. We're going to have to grab a coffee, but we'll have to alert FHP if I have a coffee. And but Roy, thank you so much for sponsoring. I want to thank you and your team. I find it a very valuable resource. It's expanding my connections. It's expanding my ability to do business. And one other thing, you leverage off of LinkedIn. We're going to have to talk about that too next time.
Look forward to it, and thank you for the opportunity.
Oh, thank you for being a part of the team. I want to thank our sponsors, people like Real Connects, and I want to thank, of course, Warren Henry Automotive. Wanda, what an awesome show today.
Pretty darn good.
It is. What was your favorite part?
Talking to Ron again was pretty cool.
Did you get Ron?
And I was thinking it would be kind of cool if you got the governor thing, but it's much better as a Horatio Alger guy. I mean, it's so fitting.
Governor takes you in too many different directions.
And politics just divide people.
Well, that's the nature of what they've decided to do. Great article in the Wall Street Journal on that. We'll talk about that on the show. We don't do really politics on
the show.
He's
a unifier.
I think what he does is he unifies people around the values that we all share. That's the most important thing, is the coming together on shared values.
And the rodeo.
The rodeo is good, too.
It's pretty smoking.
Yeah, I can't wait, but I'm not going to physically participate.
I might.
I know you will. I'm a clown. Maybe I'll do that.
You could.
I would.
You might get hurt.
I'm not going to do that then. All right, I want to thank Warren Henry Automotive, the NFL Alumni Association, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies, and now we're going to also add Real Connects. Of course, I want to thank you, our listeners. Please go to our Facebook page and like our show, tell your friends, join our community, give us feedback and comments, tell us who you want to hear from. At Jim Fried and at Fried on Business is our Twitter handles. We're on Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube. Thanks to Robert Pitts. We've got a great website that cranks it out. If you missed today's show, it'll be up on our webpage, freedombusiness.com, as soon as Robert's fingers will get up there. This is Jim Fried for Fried on Business. Look for us on 8 a.m. next week, Thursday at 6 p.m. Why? Because I just love doing this. You know, we're going to get some really good guests, and Wanda and I are just going to keep on talking. Wanda, that was great when we did the morning show that day.
So much fun.
We had a great time. You never know. Could come again. Hey, remember, the person who wants to do something finds a way. The other finds an excuse. That's why I do this all the time. Now go out there and make it happen just the way Alligator Ron, Jim Fried, Nikki Fried, and Roy Abram have. We've had four go-getters. Now you go get it. Wanda, take us out of here.
is a blue.